From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other key partners in Switzerland Saturday on yet another effort to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Syria. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russia has previously slowed efforts to curb the violence in Aleppo.
The reason that we broke off bilateral talks with the Russians was directly related to Russia's inability to keep their commitments. And the agreement that we had been trying to implement was one that would give Russia the opportunity to make good on their promise to use their influence with the Assad regime to reduce the violence against civilians in opposition-controlled territory, including in Aleppo.
Earnest said Wednesday the U.S. is no longer trying to reach an agreement with Russia, but instead trying to use a variety of diplomatic channels to reduce the violence inside Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson is warning Russia that it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign in Syria. Western nations have accused Russia of war crimes for dropping bunker-busting and incendiary bombs on civilian areas. Russia denies the charge. France has called for the International Criminal Court to investigate. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is fighting al-Qaeda-linked militants in Syria who are using civilians as human shields in the city of Aleppo. German officials say a Syrian man under arrest for allegedly planning a bomb attack has killed himself in a detention center. Saxony's State Justice Ministry said Jabir Albuquer killed himself Wednesday evening. One unconfirmed report says Albuquer hanged himself. Further details are expected to be released on Thursday. This is VOA News.